module was created by Ana Cristina Santos, Mafalda Esteves, and Alexandra Santos, researchers in the Center for Social Studies at the University of Coimbra, Portugal. In this short presentation, you will understand the main objectives of this module on sexual and gender diversity in childhood and youth, as well as the structure of the module. We will begin with a brief overview of the terminology. If we wish to improve our mutual understanding and put an end to discrimination and violence, it is crucial to know what we're talking about. So the first presentation will focus on key concepts commonly used when discussing sexual and gender diversity. Then you'll be invited to watch a selection of short videos that demonstrate the importance of the topic for this specific age group. The third part of the module consists of reading and reflecting on a short text that we have selected for you. Finally, we'll take you through a theoretical discussion on the dominant perspectives that shape the ways we think and produce knowledge. These perspectives very often trigger further exclusion because they do not take the child's perspective into account, and hence are what can be described as adult-centered, heteronormative, cisnormative, and endonormative. As we said, there are a number of objectives that you're expected to accomplish by the end of the module. But there's no need to worry about competition or scores. We assure you that these are simple aims that anyone with an interest in the topic can achieve. That said, your willingness to learn is a fundamental requirement. After completing the module, you will be familiar with key concepts of gender and sexuality, identify the relevance of gender and sexuality in childhood and youth, acknowledge the role of adultism in violence against LGBTI+ children and young people, understand your own responsibility in becoming an agent for positive change. But first things first, are you ready to learn or bring to mind a handful of key terms and expressions? Here we go then. People often confuse sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. However, these terms refer to very different and specific realities. It is imperative to learn what each of them means to ensure we respect people's self-identities and experiences. Let's start with four key concepts. Sexual orientation refers to each person's capacity for profound affection, emotional and sexual attraction to, and intimate and sexual relations with individuals of a different gender or the same gender or more than one gender. When we speak of gender identity, we refer to each person's internal and individual experience of gender, which may or may not correspond to the gender they were assigned at birth. For example, some people are transgender, others are cisgender, and others are non-binary. We'll discuss this subject further, as well as sexual characteristics, later on in this presentation. Separate from gender identity is gender expression. By gender expression, we mean the way in which people manifest themselves in a gendered way, through clothing and behavior, for instance. Gender expression is not necessarily linked to the person's sex assigned at birth, gender, or gender identity. Last but not least, we have LGBTI+, which is an acronym for lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and intersex. The plus refers to other variants of sexual and gender expression, including queer, which fall outside the dominant heterosexual and cisgender box. The most common terms related to sexual orientation are lesbian, gay, bisexual, pansexual, and asexual. Lesbian women are sexually, physically, and/or emotionally attracted to women. Gay men are sexually, physically, and/or emotionally attracted to men. Gay is sometimes also used as an umbrella term to cover lesbian women and bisexual people, as well as gay men. Bisexual and pansexual people are people who are emotionally and/or sexually attracted to more than one gender. bisexual means attracted to multiple genders, and pansexual means attracted to all genders. That is, finding that gender is not a decisive factor when feeling emotionally and/or sexually attracted to someone. Finally, by asexual, we refer to someone who usually does not experience sexual attraction or an intrinsic desire to have sexual relationships. Not all asexual people are alike when it comes to their experiences and preferences, and they self-identify as lesbian, gay, bi, pan, or straight. Trans or transgender is an inclusive umbrella term referring to people whose gender identity and/or gender expression differs from the sex they were assigned at birth. Trans people may express their gender through their choice of clothes, body modifications, including surgical procedures, or other forms of gender presentation. Transition means the process of changing someone's gender according to the person's gender identity. This process may include some or all of the following elements: coming out to family, friends, and colleagues, dressing and acting according to one's gender roles, modifying one's body by means of hormone treatments, surgical procedures, or other treatments, changing one's name and/or sex on legal documents, and meeting other legal or judicial procedures depending on national laws. Legal gender recognition, LGR, is the process whereby a trans person's gender is recognized under the law, or the achievement of the process. States may impose different conditions to define who is entitled to LGR. Forced sterilization, forced divorce, mandatory diagnoses of mental illness and age limit are conditions that may violate individuals' human rights when trying to achieve LGR. Many people define themselves outside the male-female, man-woman binary system. Non-binary is an umbrella term for many gender identities that lie outside the gender binary, such as agender or gender fluid. Queer is an expression referring to people who do not regard sexual orientation and gender identity as binary categories: heterosexual or gay lesbian, male or female. It is often used as a collective term for people who are not heterosexual and/or cisgender and/or endosex. The term also implies a political stance. Those who identify as queer oppose not only the dominant idea that everyone is born male or female and should only have intimate relationships with the opposite sex, but also the traditional politics of mainstream LGBT movements too. It has become an academic term that is inclusive of people who are not heterosexual and includes lesbians, gay men, bisexual, trans, and intersex people. Queer theory challenges heteronormative social norms concerning gender and sexuality and claims that gender roles are social constructions. Traditionally, queer was an offensive and derogatory term and therefore still holds negative connotations for some. Nevertheless, many LGBTI plus people have reclaimed the term as a symbol of pride. Gender refers to the social construction that allocates certain behaviors to male and female roles. Although gender is increasingly recognized as separate from biological sex, it has historically been a prescribed identity based on one's sex assigned at birth. Gender binary is a system of gender classification in which all people are categorized as being either male or female, thus excluding non-binary gender expressions or gender identities. Gender nonconformity, or being gender nonconforming, involves not conforming to a given culture's gender norms or gender expectations. Gender fluid people are those who prefer to remain flexible about their gender identity rather than identifying with a single gender. People who identify as gender fluid may fluctuate between genders or express multiple genders at the same time. Gender queer, if used as an adjective, refers to people who transgress distinctions of gender regardless of the self-defined gender identity, That is, those who queer gender, expressing it non-normatively or overall not conforming to the binary genders of man and woman. Bring to mind Conchita Wurst, Sam Smith, and Ruby Rose as gender non-conforming, gender fluid, and or gender queer celebrities you may know. Cisgender people are those who stay within the social norms of the gender assigned to them at birth. Sex refers to primary and secondary sexual characteristics, including genes and hormones. The legal sex is usually assigned at birth and has traditionally been understood as consisting of two mutually exclusive groups, male and female. However, this classification does not represent the realities of many people, and sex assigned at birth may not correspond to a person's gender expression or gender identity. By sex characteristics, we mean a combination of bodily characteristics including primary sex characteristics present at birth and secondary sex characteristics which appear during puberty. The term intersex relates to a range of physical traits or variations that lie between or outside stereotypical ideals of male and female. Intersex people are born with physical, hormonal, and/or genetic features that are not recognized as either female or male, or a combination of female and male. Many forms of intersex exist. It is a spectrum or umbrella term, rather than a single category. That is why intersex activists frequently prefer to use the term sex characteristics, for instance, when discussing protection against discrimination. There is not one static state called intersex status. So using the term sex characteristics reflects the fact that being intersex is a bodily experience and only one part of a person's identity. Endosex describes people who are not intersex. It means that a person was born with physical sex characteristics such as chromosomes, hormones, and genitals that match what is expected from female or male bodies. Discrimination. By this term, we refer to unequal or unfair treatment which can be based on a range of grounds, including but not limited to age, class, ethnic background, disability, sexual orientation, and gender expression or gender identity and sex characteristics. Different forms of discrimination against LGBTI plus people include direct discrimination. When a person is treated less favorably than others on the grounds of sexual orientation, gender expression, or gender identity and sex characteristics. Indirect discrimination. When an apparently neutral provision or practice would put people of a particular sexual orientation, gender expression, or gender identity and sex characteristics at a disadvantage compared to others. Multiple discrimination. Discrimination based on more than one ground. LGBTI phobia is general, psychological and social hostility targeted at LGBTI plus people. LGBTI phobia promotes heterosexuality as the only accepted sexuality, which is called heteronormativity, and gender based on sex assigned at birth as the only accepted gender, which is called cisnormativity. These erroneous assumptions create a hierarchy of sexuality that promotes gender-based violence. Although lesbophobia, homophobia, biphobia, transphobia, and interphobia are part of the same phenomenon, it is important to differentiate them because they have different manifestations and intensities. Transphobia refers to negative cultural and personal beliefs, opinions, attitudes, and behaviors based on prejudice, disgust, fear, and or hatred of trans people or against variations of gender identity and gender expression. Homophobia and lesbophobia describe the same type of negative feelings against gay or lesbian people. Biphobia against bisexuals and interphobia against intersex people. Learning is an ongoing process and as such is never really complete. That is why researching further, reading, discussing, and listening are actually the way forward to learn more about any subject. At the end of this presentation, we have selected a bunch of wonderful resources for you. Consider them as starting points, and please do not stop yourself from investigating further, reading more, and getting better informed.
Humans are obsessed with continually classifying others by age, by skin color, but there's one category that they find especially important: gender. When a woman is pregnant, the question she's often asked is if it's a boy or a girl.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Is it a boy or a girl?
Is it a boy or a girl?
What do you have, girl or boy?
Oh, is it a boy or a girl?
Is it a boy or a girl?
Assigning a gender to babies makes them more real, more human. During pregnancy, the doctor who inspects the baby inside the mother's belly pays attention to what it has between its legs. If there is a penis, the doctor decides he's a boy, and if not, the doctor says she's a girl. This is the moment when the scheme of gender is set in motion. What they will be named, the bedroom their parents will set up, the color of their clothes, the after-school activities they will be signed up for, and the toys they will be gifted. The influence of gender is so powerful that everything is interpreted based on if they are considered to be a girl or a boy. Even the reactions to their crying differ.
Oh, she's scared.
She's just so dependent.
How powerful.
He's enraged.
He cries like a champ.
Reinforcing this way the assumed innate differences. Over time, these daily actions will configure how the person identifies.
Excuse me, how does this weird classification work?
Let's take a look at how this odd classification works. Humans tend to distinguish between sex and gender. Sex distinguishes people as female or male based on the body's biological characteristics, internal and external genital organs, secondary sex characteristics, chromosomes, and hormones. Gender, however, has to do with identifying as a woman or a man and behaving as such. The human species is sexist because people are classified as woman or man based on sexual characteristics, as if these were two fixed, clearly delimited and central categories in the person's identity. In fact, they are incapable of imagining people abstractly without knowing if they are men or women. When a human encounters someone who they can't clearly identify as woman or man, they feel discomfort or even rejection.
To be recognized as humans, we must follow social norms.
This shows us that gender is a core element in how they relate to others and how they structure social life, and thus
Excuse
we...
Excuse me, but this is a little bit more complex, don't you think?
Exactly. That's what we illustrate in the following videos.
All right, let's get this kicked off.
It's okay to be gay. We are different in many ways. Doesn't matter if you're a boy, girl, or somewhere in between. We all are part of one big family. Gay means happy. Queer kid stuff. You are enough.
favorite queer kid stuff. Opening a performance with lyrics like "It's okay to be gay" for a room full of adults is one thing, but it's entirely different for a room full of kindergartners. What you just heard is the theme song for my web series, Queer Kid Stuff, where I make LGBTQ+ and social justice videos for all ages. And when I say all ages, I mean literal babies to your great-great-grandma. Now I know what you're thinking. Whoa, they're talking about gay stuff with kids. But talking to kids about gay stuff is actually crucial. The American Academy of Pediatrics has found that children have a solid understanding of their gender identity by the age of 4. This is when children are developing their sense of self. They're observing the world around them, absorbing that information, and internalizing it. Now, most parents want their children to become kind, empathetic, self-confident adults, and exposure to diversity is an important part of that social and emotional development. And gender nonconforming kids and trans kids and kids with trans and non-binary and queer parents are everywhere. In the series, my stuffed bear co-host and I talk about the LGBT community, activism, gender and pronouns, consent, and body positivity. We tackle these topics through songs, not unlike the one you just heard, simple definitions, and metaphors. We approach these ideas, to steal a phrase from an old professor of mine, from under the doorknob, getting down to toddler height and looking up at the great big world through their tiny little eyes. Taking these seemingly complex ideas and simplifying them, not dumbing them down, but homing in on the core concept. Gender is about how we feel and how we express ourselves. Sexuality is about love and gender and family, not about sex. And these are all ideas children can grasp. In one of my earliest episodes about gender, I used the idea of pronouns to underscore the definition and introduce gender-neutral pronouns like they and them. I encourage children to think about their own pronouns and to ask others for theirs. In later episodes, I build on this foundation and introduce big, fancy words like non-binary and transgender. I get emails from viewers in their 20s who use my videos to explain non-binary gender to their grandparents. But I get one comment over and over again. Let kids be kids. Well, that's a nice sentiment and all, but only if it actually includes all kids. Just a few weeks ago, a 15-year-old in Huntsville, Alabama, died by suicide after being bullied for being gay. In 2018, it was a 7-year-old in Denver, Colorado. There have been and will be many more. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual teens are more than 3 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and transgender teens are almost 6 times more likely. According to one study, roughly 1/3 of homeless youth identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or questioning, and about 4% of homeless youth identify as transgender, compared with 1% of the general youth population surveyed. According to the Human Rights Campaign, there have been 128 killings of trans people in 87 cities across 32 states since 2013, and those are only the reported cases. And 80% of those killings were of trans women of color. The queer situation is bleak, to say the least. The YouTube comments on my videos are not much better. I'm used to the harassment. I get messages daily telling me I'm a pedophile and that I should kill myself in a number of increasingly creative ways. I once had to put the word truck on my block list because someone wanted me to get run over by a truck. Shower and oven are in there too for the less creative and more disturbing Holocaust reference. When neo-Nazis marched in Charlottesville, I was unsurprised to learn that the creator of a violent Reddit meme about one of my episodes was in the Tiki Torch crowd. This barrage of negativity is what we're up against. The crushing statistics, the violence, the mental health risks, the well-meaning but flawed response my parents gave me when I came out, that they didn't want me to have a harder life. That's what we're up against. But in the face of all that, I choose joy. I choose rainbows and unicorns and glitter, and I sing that it's okay to be gay with my childhood stuffed teddy bear. I make queer media for kids because I wish I had this when I was their age. I make it so others don't have to struggle through what I did, not understanding my identity because I didn't have any exposure to who I could be. I teach and spread this message through joy and positivity instead of framing it around the hardships of queer life. I want kids to grow up and into themselves with pride for who they are and who they can be, no matter who they love or what they wear or what pronouns they use, and I want them to love others for their differences, not in spite of them. I think fostering this pride and empathy will make the world a kinder and more equal place, and combat the bigotry and hate that festers in our world. So, talk to a kid about gender. Talk to a kid about sexuality. Teach them about consent. Tell them it is okay for boys to wear dresses and for girls to speak up. Let's spread radical queer joy. Thank you.
My name is Jack. Nice to meet you.
My name is David. Nice to meet you too.
Hi there. My name is Erin, and I use any pronouns. What's your name, and what pronouns do you use?
Nice to meet you. My name is Jennifer. Pronouns?
Yeah. Like, what pronouns do you use? So pronouns are things that we use every day. Mostly we use he and she, but there are also gender-neutral pronouns like they and them, and then a whole bunch of other ones.
Sometimes people want to be identified as a different a pronoun, like different from how they look.
Okay.
When we like meet for the first time and introduce ourselves, that's one of the things we should say. Like, hi, my name is Jennifer, and I go by pronouns like she or her and they or them.
It's just respectful to ask before you say what pronoun you think they are. Okay. You would just say, hi, what pronoun do you like going by? Do you kind of get it?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions about it?
No.
Cool.
Like, it's good to respect people's pronouns because you want to treat them you want to treat them with respect, since basically you want to treat them really, you want to treat them well, not bad. You get that?
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name is Henya, and I use she pronouns.
So what are the pronouns?
Pronouns are she, he, or they.
Why do you think that it's important for me to use she and her pronouns when I talk to you?
Because it's not nice to call someone a he when it's a girl or whenever it's a boy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for teaching me what pronouns are.
You're welcome.
All right.
I have a stuffed animal that he feels like he's transgendered. So he feels like inside he's a girl, except he's really just a boy. Well, pretty cool.